Good morning. It's 7:27 on 8/28/2019. It's a Wednesday morning. Good morning. It's chilly this morning. It is really chilly this morning. Like 54 degrees. Wore a sweatshirt. One of my hoodies. This beat again. I've just been sort of ignoring it for the last quarter mile. So I've got a lot of beta feedback in. It's still not all in. I sent out a lot of copies. And while I've got a lot come in, but still don't got it all. I think I'm looking forward to see if the. It's been interesting to see the feedback that it's like, oh, this is a wonderful book. Stop. It's been great because it's sort of. Confirms for me that I wasn't totally crazy by thinking this might be ready for beta readers. However, the general consensus opinion is that it still needs some work and confirms what I suspected, which was the story hangs together for me largely because I know what the story is. I think I talked about the dots yesterday, connecting the dots and not having enough dots on the page. I have several people who've taken taking me to task on small individual issues. And usually it's only one person who picks, when I get something that only one person picks up on, I don't necessarily look at it very closely. I will look at it, but it's important to me. It's interesting to me because I really want to see, is this some nuance that other readers missed? Is this some significant nuance that other readers missed that I should be more aware of? So I'm spending a lot of time looking at one-offs. And in a couple of cases, I've gotten feedback on chapters where the topic that was deemed to be problematic isn't even in that chapter. So it's a little confusing. Morning. So it's a little confusing, it's a little hard. One that's come back a couple of times, not just once, but like four or five times, is the assumption that she has to marry a man. And I'm not sure if that's actually in the book. I'm not sure if that's actually in the book. The assumption is she has to marry somebody. But I didn't think it meant she had to marry a man. There is one line in the early in the book where the nurse talks about not having any children. And because she hasn't found anybody, the gist of it is she hasn't found anybody she wants to have children with. And I've had a lot of confusion. That line confused a lot of people, apparently. One person said, well, I suppose you have to have this sort of pairing these days. And yes I do. B, that's not one of them. So, as always, people read into it what they want to read into it, and I don't have any control over what they read into it, which is what makes beta readers both valuable and sometimes difficult to cope with, because if you read something into the story that isn't actually in the story, it's as bad as me thinking there's something in the story that isn't actually in the story, that I didn't put on the page something I thought I was there. Which quite frequently happens because at one point I did have it on the page and then I deleted it because I've been wet this book way too goddamn long. I've been wet this book way too long. Way too long. So, this is one of those little details that's like, okay, how do I undo this? I've had a couple of people complain that I made some rather disparaging remarks about what it's like to have an infant, have a newborn in your house. And that too many people are saying either the exact words or the moral equivalent of this is going to be hell. And the implication being that of course it's going to be hell for him because he's a male. Not because he's a new parent who isn't going to get any sleep for the next 2 months. So I'm having to back off a little bit of this stuff. I'm having to go back over this and look at it through those eyes. So it's really good feedback, and it don't, please don't take my commentary here as being somehow critical of the people who've given it to me, because I'm grateful for it. But trying to put it into context of what I think the story is, and compared to what people are telling me they think the story is really helpful. It's really working for me. Here, I sit with me. Mountain closed. it's really the kind of feedback I want, even though at times it's frustrating because I don't understand it.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I've got some more work to do. The book definitely, it my sense that, and I thought when I put it out, when I opened it up to babies, I had a feeling that perhaps it was not quite ready for prime time, in large part because of the ending left too many loops open. I can't close them all. At least, I'm operating on the assumption that I can't close them all. I don't know if that's true. If I add another 40,000 words, it'd take it up to 120,000 words. That's a lot of room to do a lot. But I can't take the story much further in the timeline that the closing off that final loop would entail. Because it's basically another whole story. It's basically another whole plot line that wouldn't start until what's there now is basically over. Even if I seed it earlier. What happens is that it kills the current ending. Maybe. As I'm saying that, I'm thinking, well... Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. There's a whole plot line in Troy Harbor, which I was thinking was going to be book three, that I took out of Cape Grace about 3 months ago. And I finally started making some progress on this book. And I took it out because I realized it was a plot line that didn't belong with this book. It was heavily involved in the second half of the book compared to the first half. And taking it out has left the second half rather sparse, even as I've boosted up the earlier half. So maybe I need to go back to the drawing board here. So I finished Digital Divide. I was reading. I finished Digital Divide. I'm reading now. Dead Witch Walking. Kim Robinson. Now, usually I have to preface this with, if there's vamps or werewolves or elf porn, I'm pretty much done. But much in the same way that Rachel Aaron's Detroit Free Zone sets up an intriguing world with some really interesting characters. This is also set up, in this case, Cincinnati, I think. Second prize is 2 weeks in Cleveland. I'm enjoying it so far. There are vampires. In fact, the main character sidekick is a vampire. You don't have to be undead to be a vampire in this world, so that makes a little bit of difference. But I'm enjoying it a great deal. What is it called? Dead Witch Walking. A lot of Robinson's. Robinson was somebody who came to me through the "Tell me your favorite female science fiction self-published author." Favorite female self-published science fiction author. There's a discussion going on about what's the correct order for adjectives, and if you put them in the wrong order, they sound wrong, like that one just did. Anyway, so it was one of the titles that I picked up as a sample, like, 2 months ago now, month and a half ago, and I'm just getting around to it now, because it took me forever to get through Englund's books. It was a two-book set, so it was a lot of reading. And it was dense reading. It's pretty good. Anyway, so now that's what I'm reading. I'm still watching Booth at the End. It's almost over. And I got a list of things to watch on Netflix. And yeah. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.